Welcome to the show. It's going to be a different show today. Not going to have intro music. We're not going to talk about how to be successful. As a lot of you know, my wife and I, we were pregnant with our second child, and we just recently found out that our child died about 6 weeks old. And it's as we were struggling with the loss and praying, as I was praying, I was thinking about the loved ones that we have and the ones that have lived full lives and how they have people come together and celebrate their life and talk about how great of a people they were, how God used them, kind of person they were. And we don't do that for our children that are miscarriages, the children we lose early on in life, maybe definitely for those that were born, but I don't hear too much about having tributes, having events in honor of the life of the unborn that die. And I know this to be true, that God is forming every single person in the womb, even those that only live 6 weeks. And for that, I want to talk about the things that God has taught me from my second child that lived only 6 weeks. I want to have a memorial of some sort, and this is the best I know how, is to talk about it on my show. Because God did have a purpose with this. I don't know what it is. I don't know all of the reasons why. But I know He is faithful. I know that He has purpose and that He doesn't make mistakes. He's not careless. When you talk to a doctor about miscarriages, they'll talk about the unknown, the percentages, the randomness. But I know, my wife knows, our family knows, that there's no randomness in this life, but God is orchestrating this for His glory. And I just hope that this will be for His glory, that this will be a worthy tribute to my second child that only lived 6 weeks, that God could use this along with all the other ways that He has already used the life of our second child in my life and my wife's life. And I pray that somehow that you guys would be blessed, that you would take life not for granted, and that you would see it as more valuable, and that this life is fleeting. But most of all, that this life, and that is the world that we live in, is passing away. And there is a new kingdom coming, and that's the kingdom that matters, the one that my child is there now in the presence of Jesus. Our child was so young, we didn't know if it was a boy or a girl. So we didn't really have a name. And my father, after talking to him on the phone, because we live in different states, he texted me and he asked, is our child going to have a name? And I answered, we'll find out in heaven, because God knows, God knows our child's name. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but I know that he or she is standing in the presence of the Lord. And man, how jealous am I of that. And what hope there is for us here on this earth, that we will meet our loved ones that have faith in Christ, of our children that have been lost in the womb. We'll get to see them again. And thinking about just the whole political, the whole cultural argument going on, the pro-life, pro-choice debate, thinking about it, and I'm just thinking through it, processing it, and thinking of why I'm pro-life, and that I'm not pro-life because I'm trying to limit eight weeks. Yeah, sorry, my wife just said that our baby lived for 8 weeks. Our baby lived for 8 weeks, and the reason I am pro-life is not because I want to take people's choice away, but every single life matters. Every single life is being formed by God, and that means that God has a purpose for that life. And I know that there's been purpose for my child's life that only lived 8 weeks long. And I know that there can be greater use, greater glory to be given to God through this life. And hopefully this is just one more avenue of that life. At 8 weeks old, my child had a heartbeat of 130 beats per minute. At 8 weeks old, had a heart rate, a healthy heart rate of 130 beats per minute. At 8 weeks, my child was used by God many times over to teach me more about him, to teach me more ways to trust him, to love him, what it means to be a father, what it means to be a husband. My child was used by God in that way at 8 weeks old. At 8 weeks old, my child was loved by us. We love our child. He has value. She has value. My child has worth. And at 8 weeks old, my child now sees the face of Jesus. And that is such comfort and confidence and hope that we have as Christians. Because although we mourn the loss of never being able to hold our child, to hear our child speak, to see our child grow up, that all fails in comparison to the hope to know that our child is with Jesus. May the Lord be glorified in my family's life and in the deaths. And may he use it for his name. And may he save more of the lost through our lives and through our deaths. And most of all, may we be faithful to serve him and honor him through it all. And may this be a tribute to my child that one day that we will meet in heaven. And I can't wait for that day. And so I want to go through a few things that I've learned that God has taught me, like I've mentioned a few times. One of those things is the value of life is so important. After all, Jesus died for us. But the value is not in this life. And I was thinking when we first heard this, we had to drive about 45 minutes from the doctor's office. And so I had a lot of time to think and process this. And one of the things that I thought that people would say is, man, it really makes you appreciate this life. And all I could think about was, no, it's the exact opposite. Although I value my family's life, I value the child's life that we lost. This life is worthless. My child is in heaven celebrating, praising, giving glory to God. And we're the ones in this life that are suffering, dealing with sin, going through struggles, dealing with loss. My child that is with the Lord is the blessed one, is the lucky one, so to speak. And I don't value this life at all. If anything, it makes me look forward to the day that I step into eternity, that I get to meet my child finally. This life is not to be valued. This life is to be sacrificed, to be given up for the greater life that is to come in the kingdom of God. We shouldn't be valuing this life. The next lesson I've learned is how much we don't value the unborn, even when they are wanted. They are not, I'm not talking about abortions. One of the doctors was talking with us about all the different options. And some of the options to hurry along the process or to remove the child just didn't give any dignity to the life of the child. It was just terrible. It was inhumane. It would be not how we would treat any loved one that was born. It's funny. It's not funny at all, actually, but it was interesting to see the contrast. Our doctor is a doctor that doesn't perform abortions, and we had to end up seeing a doctor for the second time to confirm and all that stuff for whatever protocol. We had to see a doctor that ended up having, that does do abortions. And the contrast between the two is unmistakable. The contrast between somebody who upholds life, values life, tries to preserve life, versus somebody who's willing to take and disregard and dispose of life, to murder life. It was such a night and day contrast from one day to the next of someone who was warm, caring, thoughtful, loving, versus a doctor that was cold-hearted. And what was really stuck out to me in this lesson was, you cannot get away with committing such atrocities without losing your soul. And it's evident on the doctor the moment that we came in. It's so evident that that doctor's soul was gone. And for those of you who are thinking of abortions, who are thinking of committing them, or thinking of becoming a doctor who performs abortions, I want you to know that your soul is at stake. And it's evident. And you may not see it because it's a gradual progression, perhaps. Maybe you lose one piece at a time. But there is a death to yourself, and it's evident to those who know life, who understand what life is. And I want you that to be a warning, that there are consequences for taking life, and it's not just that you're murdering a life, but you're losing your soul as well. And if you are somebody who is taking life, who is thinking about murdering your child or somebody else's child, you need to repent and stop it immediately. You will regret it the rest of your life. You will be changed forever in the most negative way. But if you decide to keep your child, it will be one of the biggest blessings. We have one child who is been with us for a while. I'm not going to say his age because we're not saying that publicly, but, and it's the biggest blessing in the world. And no matter what your circumstances are, if you can provide or not, or if you feel like you're not going to be a good parent, that you're not mature enough, that doesn't matter, because God's going to be with you. And if you trust him, then that child is going to be a big blessing to your life. And I just want you to know that as well. This life means nothing. And I really just want to drive that home. Some people might get angry about losing a child like we have, but it's funny, I'm not angry at all about it. I'm sad, but I know that my child is in a better place. And I know that I will see my child again, and we will be together for eternity. And I strive for my family to serve the Lord. And that means whenever things go the way that I want them to go, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to have my family serve the Lord. Whenever things do not go the way that I want them to, just like in this case, we're going to serve the Lord. And God's going to be there for us, and he's going to comfort us. For those of you who have lost a child like we have, I just want to encourage you to find peace in Jesus. For those of you who have lost someone, I pray that you would find peace in Jesus. And if you don't know Jesus and you listen to the show and for some reason you've been listening to this whole episode and you do not have a relationship with Jesus, you have not repented, you have not put your faith, you have not put your hope, you have not believed in Jesus Christ, I beg you to do it today. This life is so short. Nothing matters. The success of your career, the success of your business, the long life of your family, it doesn't matter if you don't know Jesus. If you don't have the Holy Spirit in your life, guaranteeing the work of the Spirit to save you, to have the propitiation of Jesus Christ, to be accredited righteousness. If you don't have that, none of this matters. And I hope for those of you who do watch the show that do not know that, that do not have your faith in Jesus, that you would do that today, that you would make my child's life worth it by taking this opportunity to give your life, the rest of your life, what's left, however many days, we don't know how long we have on this life, and give up all of it and follow Jesus, and repent of your sins, and believe that he is the one who is your Savior, that he is Lord. If you will do that, then I know that my son's life will be used in a great way. And most of all, I know that you will have eternal life and that you will find the fulfillment that you've been looking for. So those are things that an 8-week-old child has taught me, that God has used, that God has brought value to in our lives. I look forward to seeing more ways that God is going to use our family in life and in death. And I look forward to meeting my child face to face. He or she will not be forgotten. And I look forward to the day where I learn the name of my child. May we bless the Lord and praise him, all creatures on earth and in heaven above. Praise God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.